Yon, good evening to everyone. Maganda gabi sa ating mga kaalab. So, what a better way to spend Friday night than to spend this night with Jesus. So far, sa oras na to, we are about 41 na naka-stream ngayon live sa ating word sharing. So, we are launching sa ating new series na ating tinatawag na Jesus' Disciples Travel Back to Gen Z. So tonight mga kapatid, mga kaalab, hindi lang ako mag-isa. So let me ipakita and let them introduce themselves to you, yung aking mga kasama ngayong gabi. So isa-isa tayo, no? Sige, reveal their faces. So from youngest tayo, let's start to from the youngest to the eldest. Ayan, sino ba pinakabata? Taas kamay. Sige, introduce yourself.
Sige, ako naman si Luke Aldrin Mendoza. So, 18 years old and student ng Mekoyang College.
MC yan. Okay, next. Sinong medyo mas bata?
Ako naman si Chandler Kyle Laonaria. 20 years old, student ng PDM.
PDM. Marilao. Batang Marilena. Praise God. And pinaka-less bata. Pinaka-hindi bata. Ayan, lastly.
Wait. Andito yung pusa namin eh. Okay, so mga kaalab, ako si Yano Estermolo, 21 years old, student of CAIT, currently taking up Bachelor of Arts, Multimedia Arts major in animation. Yan po.
Mm-hmm. Yan, the man behind the scene. So lahat ng effects natin, kung mga kaalab, kung kasama namin kayo from the very beginning ng Alab Worship, it's Yanra yung laging behind the scene. But this is his first time joining us tonight. So praise God, no? So we have a senior high school student, we have dalawang college student, and syempre tonight, by the grace of God, salamat sa tiwala ng Panginoon and sa tiwala po ng ating pastors to assign us tonight to share the life of Peter. Ako si Kuya William, ako ay 25 years old para sa mga kaalab, kuya, and sa mga ko-YA ko, so William, and I am a civil engineer sa Public Works and DPWH. So again, mga kaalab, welcome if you have made it this far since EHFJ, since last year. Congratulations and praise God because we are not doing this for the sake of anyone but Jesus alone. Okay, so amen po ba? So si Jesus lang ang tanging dahilan. Why are we here tonight? Why are we tuning in live? And why are we here and talking about the Word of God? So today, we are talking about the Apostle Peter. So, si Pedro. Ayan, si Peter. So, kaninang umaga, 9 a.m. with Kuya Aizen and 4 p.m. naman kasama natin si Kuya Echo. They have already introduced the life and partly the ministry of Simon Peter. Pero, ano ba yung story? Ayan, pinag-usapan natin yung story nicknames natin. Right now, ito yung verse from John chapter 1, verse 42, which will be flashed sa screen. John 1:42, sabi dito, allow me to read the verse. Then Andrew brought Simon to meet Jesus. Looking intently at Simon, Jesus said, "Your name is Simon, son of John, but you will be called Cephas, which means Peter." Ayan, so you will be called Cephas, which means Peter. So along the way, mga kaalab, just stay with us tonight. May kita natin yung impact nitong moment na to nung piningnan ni Jesus eye to eye si Peter. Sabi dito, looking intently at Simon. So we will be studying deeper kung ano yung impact nito sa buhay ni Peter. Yung Cephas, yung Peter, ano yung meaning noon and all of that. So our word for tonight is from John chapter 21 verses 15 to 17. And let me call on Kuya Yan-Yan, ayan, to read yung ating passage for tonight. John 21:15-17.
Okay. After breakfast, Jesus asked Simon Peter, Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these? Yes, Lord, Peter replied. You know I love you. Then feed my lambs, Jesus told him. Jesus repeated the question, Simon, son of John, do you love me? Yes, Lord, Peter said, you know I love you. Then take care of my sheep, Jesus said. A third time he asked him, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter was hurt that Jesus asked the question a third time. He said, "Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you." Jesus said, "Then feed my sheep." Bless the reading of his word.
Amen. Bless the reading of God's words. So, it is from John chapter 21. So, mga kaalab, let's just have this. Ano, feel free to still engage with us tonight and comment yung mga answers nyo to our discussion tonight. So, unang tanong, mga kaalab, ilang beses tinanong ni Jesus Christ si Peter from the passage that we have read? So, ilang beses? How many times did Jesus ask Peter? Ayan. So, Kuya Aldrin, nabilang mo ba kung ilang beses tinanong ng Lord?
Yes, nabilang. So, three times siyang tinanong. Tinanong ni Jesus si Peter.
And what are those questions? Ano yung mga tanong ng Lord?
Tanong ng Lord na una, sabi, Simon, son of John, do you love me more than this?
Mm-hmm.
Yun. Tapos, pangalawang tanong, Simon, son of John, do you love me? Yung pangalawang tanong. And pangatlo, same lang din. Simon, son of John, do you love me? So, ganun yung tanong ng Lord tatlong beses.
Amen. So, three times Jesus asked Peter, Simon, son of John, do you love me? So, quick background, quick story, no? Para tayong manunood ng movie tonight. So, pag-anayat natin, imagination natin. So, yung background nito is that the disciples were fishing. And end timeline pala nito is after, no? Ito yung resurrection na. Meaning to say, si Jesus pinako na sa krus at namatay at muli namang nabuhay. So, while nangingisda yung mga disciples niya in John chapter 21, nandun si Jesus by the shore. And noong time na nakahuli na sila, tapos tinawag sila ng Panginoon. Then naghanda ng breakfast ang Panginoon. And then yon, then etong conversation ay nangyari. So meaning, ito ay nangyari ng umaga. Okay. So ito yung setup natin. Morning, after ng pangingisda, nasa tabing dagat, naririnig-rinig nila Peter and Jesus yung alon. Then they had this intimate conversation. So again, ang tanong ng Panginoon, Peter, do you love me more than this? Ano yung relevance nitong question na to sa buhay ni Peter, sa atin bilang kabataan, bilang Gen Z or millennial or as someone na nabubuhay ngayon 2000 years after that conversation? So, ano kaya yung these? No, na tinatanong Jesus, do you love me more than these? Drin, tingin mo, ano yung these na yun? Ano yung sakop ng these?
These, siguro, ayun nga kuya, di ba naganda si Jesus ng breakfast, mga pagkain. So, syempre, kasi tayo, mga basic needs nga talaga natin yung pagkain. So, tama naman po yun. So yun, parang tanong lang ng Lord na, mas malo ba ako kasi sa mga bagay na to or katulad ng pagkain? So, ayun. Yan lang sa tingin kong this.
Mm-hmm. So, ayun yung this na tinutukoy ng Lord. Kyle, ano yung this for you?
Sa akin, kuya, para sa akin, yung this na sinasabi ni Lord is yung ano po, dahil mangingisda po si Peter, siguro po yung ano niya, yung job niya na magiging mangingisda po. Mm-hmm. Yung work po niya.
Mm-hmm. So, yung trabaho ni Peter or yung ginagawa niya. Ano pa bang pwedeng maging meaning ng this? Kuya Yan, tingin mo. Ano yung this? Anong sakop noon?
So, tingin ko po ano, yung basically parang buhay niya, yung buhay ni Peter. Buhay bilang mangingisda or yung buhay na di ba, parang wala silang nakukuha. Parang, do you love me more than this? Kasi bumalik siya sa pangingisda nung di ba, parang nabetray nga niya si Jesus sa pag, parang di-disown nga niya. Sa pag deny So I think yung parang buhay niya in general. So these in your life, parang they love me more than your life, parang ganun. Yan pa.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. So yung figuratively speaking ni Jesus, no, na Peter, mahal mo ba ako higit sa lahat ng nangyari sa buhay mo? Mas mahal mo ba ako sa buhay mo, no, as a whole? So, ayun, sabi ni Kuya Aldrin, no, just to break it down, mga kaalag, sabi ni Kuya Aldrin, yung one possible meaning ng these, no, ng Panginoon kay Peter is, Peter, do you love me more than fish, the fishes? So imagine the setup, nagtatatalo yung mga tilapia sa tabi nila habang nagkukwentuhan sila. Yung iba, iniihaw na, then naririnig nila yung alon ng dagat. Tinanong ng Lord, Peter, mas mahal mo ba ako higit dito sa mga isda? And sa atin mga kaalab, ayun nga, this speaks about our, sabi ni Kuya Aldrin, this could speak about our basic needs. Ano ba yung basic needs natin? Clothing, pananamit, we need house, no, matitirhan sa araw-araw. And most importantly, pagkain. And Jesus is asking us right now, mga kaalab, do you love me, my son, my daughter, more than the food on your table, or more than your clothing, more than your house? Do we love Jesus more than these things? So yun yung una, no, the fishes. Jesus is asking Peter about his basic needs. And Jesus is asking us, my son, my daughter, do you love me more than the basic needs of yours? Pangalawa, sabi ni Kuya Kyle, it could speak about yung work ni Peter, which is fishing. So yung pangingisda. So sa atin, what is this? Ano yung relevance nito sa atin? Sa atin, it could mean our studies, our work sa mga nagtatrabaho na, or even our dreams kung on the way ka pa lang doon sa pangarap mo, no? Jesus asked Peter, do you love me more than what you are doing right now? More than fishing. Alam ko nag-enjoy ka sa fishing, but do you love me more than doing that? So, ayan, mga kaalab, do we love Jesus more than our dreams? Do we love Jesus more than becoming a lawyer, an engineer? Do we love Jesus more than our hobbies? Ayan, so simple, ano lang, question lang, mga kapatid. What is your, ano yung gawain mong pinaka ine-enjoy mo ngayon? And do you love Jesus more than that? So it could be making music, doing arts, yung course mo, dream mong work. Dream, ikaw, ano yung, in terms of the fishing sense, ano yung bagay na yun?
Yung mahalaga, yung ano kaya, yung gusto kong gawin. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Siguro mga time ngayon, ano bang madalas ginagawa? So nasa ano kasi may pasok ngayon, so online class. So medyo busy sa mga requirements ganun. Mm-hmm. May pasang project or defense research ganun. So yun, lately yun mas lagi kong ginagawa. Doon ako mas naging busy. So ayun yung mga madalas kong ginagawa ngayon. So, mm-hmm. Ayun po.
Okay. Do you love Jesus more than those things?
No. Mas mahal ko ang Lord kaysa dun sa ginagawa ko na yun. Kasi ginagawa ko naman yung bagay na yun para sa Lord.
Okay, so, ayun. Yeah. Thank you. Si Kuya Yan.
Ano pa yung question ulit?
Yeah, ano yung in terms of dito sa aspect of fishing for Peter? It speaks about his work or career, job, business, or studies. For you personally, ano yung aspect na yun sa'yo?
I think yung more on sun, parang importante sa akin yung, I guess yung job ko as a freelance artist. Mm-hmm. Yun yung nagpo-push sa akin. Yun din yung nagpo-fund sa hobbies ko. yung sa mga gamit ko. So yun po, yung pagiging freelance illustrator ko po.
Mm-hmm. So do you love Jesus more than that?
Yes, kasi I know that it's God na ang nagbigay sa akin ng talents, and dapat siya ang mag-glorify ko, siya ang ma-edify sa mga artworks ko, sa mga ginagawa ko. Ayun po. Ayun.
Okay, thank you. Lastly, Kuya Kyle, ikaw. Ano yung gawain na yun for you?
Sa akin po, bilang estudyante rin, more on ano rin, busy rin talaga sa school works, ganyan. Sa mga kung ano-ano po, din sa bahay din. Pero ang mas ini-enjoy ko talaga ngayon is yung pag-pretending. Kasi ayun eh, talagang enjoy talaga siya. Na kumbaga, hindi na lang siya naging pang hotel and restaurant, naging parang sports na din siya, parang ganun po.
Oh, okay. So nag-expand na yung anong yun, field na yun. But the question right now, mas mahal mo ba ang Panginoon higit sa pag-flare or pag-bartend?
Yes po. Yes. Kasi po, para sa akin po, is unang-una po, mapapakita po sa ganung way na ginawa po tayo na may kasamang excellence. Mm-hmm. Yun po. Tapos, ayun po, dahil hindi ko po ma-enjoy yung mga bawat bagay no, kung hindi rin po pinapaintulutan ng God. Ayun po.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Amen. So, doing what we do with excellence. And pangatlong relevance nito is fisher of men. Basically, yun yung sinabi ni Kuya Yanara. Do you love me more than your whole life? Mas love mo ba ako sa higit pa sa pagtapyas mo sa penga nung sundalong humuli sa akin? Mas love mo ba ako higit pa sa pagdenay mo sa akin 3 times? Mas love mo ba ako kaysa diyan sa buhay mo ngayon, Peter? So this pertains, no, this speaks about our discipleship journey, mga kaalab and mga kapatid. So basically, this goes to say, no, na do we love Jesus more than ourselves? Kasi there is a trap sometimes. Merong patibong na parang we say that we love Jesus, but we do not care about other people. We say that, Lord, I love you, pero we do not show yung love natin sa Lord by loving other people. So the point being, mga kapatid and mga kaalab, is that our love for Jesus, no, ay merong fruit. It is meant to be shared to other people. It is meant to be talagang i-share yung, syempre of course, i-share the good news, the gospel, and to share kung paano tayo minamahal ng Lord. We will love other people as well, unconditionally. So that is the task, and that is the one proof, no, na by saying na, yes, Lord, I love you. That's why I will love my brother. I will love my sister. I will love my neighbor. Loving Jesus truly makes us intentional. In what? In telling many people about His greatness, about His faithfulness sa ating buhay. So in fact, in the book of Acts, mga kaalab, no, Peter became a great leader and an evangelist. Makikita natin to sa Acts chapter 1, verses 16 to 26. Ito yung pagkakataon na si Peter tumayo and talagang siya yung nag-initiate. No? He became a great leader. And yun ay dahil lamang, hindi dahil sa sarili niya, but ayun is output ng pagmamahal niya sa Panginoon. So that's number one. How many times did Jesus ask Peter? 3 times. Peter, do you love me more than this? Do you love me more than the fishes? Do you love me more than fishing? Do you love me more than your life? More than the fisher of man within you? Pangalawang sharing, mga kaalab, is that how many times, no, ilang beses naman sumagot si Pedro? Ilang beses sinagot ni Pedro ang Panginoon sa tanong ngayon? Kyle, ilang beses sumagot si Peter?
3 din po. 3. 3 times.
Mm-hmm. 3. Ano yung mga naging sagot ni Peter? Na-track mo ba? From the passage.
Sabi po, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. Ganun po.
So, Peter answered Jesus, you know that I love you. You know that I love you. And pangatlo, Lord, Lord naman. Lord naman, alam mo lahat eh. Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you. Can you imagine someone asking you the same question for 3 times? No. Imagine mo si Aldrin, no, tinatanong ka ni Kuya, Aldrin, love mo ba si Kuya? O naman, Kuis. Tatanong ulit, Aldrin, love mo ba si Kuya? O nga, Kuis. Tapos tatanong ulit, pangatlo, Aldrin, ano, love mo ba si Kuya? Kuis naman. Pangatlong beses na yan, love nga kita. O, diba? So, parang ganun yung maging reaction natin. Naman! Pero yun, sabi ni Peter, Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you. Bakit kaya tinawag ng Lord si Peter na Simon in this conversation? Dream.
Simon, using, parang ito yung old name niya. So, it's a reminder pa kay Peter yung weaknesses niya. Or weakness niya. So, yung so, pebble, parang ganun.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, thank you. So, calling, no, alalahanin nga natin that Peter, by this time, na-deny niya na si Jesus. How many times? Ironically, 3 times din. Ay, hindi ko kilala yan. Nung hinuli na si Jesus, I do not know the man. 3 times. So, calling Simon by his name, by his old name, is reminding him of his weaknesses kung siya lang mag-isa. So, Peter means rock. In Matthew 16:18, tinawag ng Panginoong Jesus si Peter na, you are Simon. Sa Tagalog, mabasahin mo, ikaw ay Pedro. Take a look at your Tagalog Bible. Ayun, ikaw ay Pedro. Hindi niya sinabing, ikaw si Pedro. Ikaw ay Pedro. You are Peter. You are rock. And on this church, no, and on this rock, I will build my church. Mga ka-alab, stay with us. Titingnan natin mamaya. Ano yung, bakit ikaw ay Pedro? Ayan, tingnan natin yung progression nito. So, Peter means rock and life with Jesus, no? Kapag kasama natin ang Panginoon, doon lang nagkakaroon ng pagbabago. So, paano nag-respond si Jesus? Kyle, paano nag-respond si Jesus nung sumagot si Peter na, Lord, you know everything, you know that I love you. Sige, wala yun sa ano, wala sa verse, pero ano yung na-imagine mong response ng Panginoon?
Yun sa ano po, hindi po nag-response yung Lord nung sinabi niya na parang na sabi siya na I love you too, na yun, mahal din kita. Na ganyan. Undi, nagbigay siya ng instructions na parang ano, utos kay Peter.
Mm-hmm. So, Jesus did not say, I love you too. Peter, I love you too. Hindi siya nag-respond lang ng ganun. I love you too, end of conversation. And then, babalik na ako sa langit, humayo kayo. No, Jesus gave, Jesus, no, left Peter with an instruction 3 times then. So what are the 3 instructions of Jesus in this passage? Feed my lambs, una, feed my lambs. Take care of my sheep and feed my sheep. So feed my lambs, take care of my sheep, feed my sheep. Kuya Yan, ano yung pagkakaiba ng lamb at sheep? Pwede mo bang i-share sa mga kaalam natin?
Ano po, kuya? Yung lamb is a younger version ng sheep, if I remember correctly. And yung sheep, yung fully grown lamb. So, vice versa. Yun po.
Mm-hmm. Ayan. So, para hindi tayo malito, mga kaalam, ang lamb ay sheep din. So, medyo biology ta. Zoology pala, so animals, studies of about animals. So, ang lamb is also a sheep. Pero yung lamb, tinatawag na lamb kapag ka under 12 months or under 1 year. And sheep, tatawagin na siyang sheep kapag ka siya ay isang taon na o mas matanda. So ngayon, ang tanong, pag bibili ka, ano yung mas mahal? Ano yung mas may value? Drin, tingin mo, ano mas mahal sa palengke?
Mas mahal sa palengke? Sa palengke. Siguro sa akin, yung lamb. Kasi, fresh pa yung meat. Parang basta parang fresh pa yung meat niya kung pagdating sa bentahan. Para sa akin medyo mahal yung lamb.
So mas mahal yung lamb, no? So buti hindi mo sinagot mas mahal yung ano, yung per kilo ng baboy. Pero yun, so mas mahal yung lamb. Amazingly, mas mahal yung lamb kesa sa sheep. Mas mahal yung younger, no, than the sheep. Ano yung so what? Ba't ganito yung naging progression ng Lord kay Peter? So, when sheep are sold, pag binibenta daw yung mga sheep, age matters. Age really matters. So, ano kaya application natin sa atin noon bilang lamb or bilang sheep, since bilang disipulo, tinatawag din tayong mga sheep and Jesus as our shepherd. Kuya Kyle, ano yung significance noon sa atin? Sa tingin mo?
Yung ano po, kuya, siguro mas, parang mas, yung bago, kumbaga yung pagiging bago mo, parang mas kailangan mong pagpukusan yung, kumbaga bagong dating, parang ganun, parang, ikaw bagong Christian, bago ka pa lang sa pagiging Christian, kumbaga parang mas kailangan mo pang mas maraming mga tanim, mga rinig, ganun po, parang ganun po.
So, fresh, bago, mas bata. So, mga kaalab, mga kapwa, yan, kapwa ko Gen Z, so since we're speaking about Gen Z, Jesus' disciples travel back to Gen Z. So, hindi ibig sabihin ito, no, just to quickly share with us lang, no, iscan natin, who are the Gen Z? So, hindi ibig sabihin nito na tayo, Gen Z, mas mahalaga na tayo than the past generation or ibabaliwala na lang natin yung efforts ng mga nagdaang generation. Meaning lang nito that we are the lamb of today's generation. Tayo yung mas may value is that we have more time ahead of us. Kuha, mga kaalab, amen ba doon? You have more time sa kamay mo. And dahil meron kang mas maraming oras, dahil bata ka, mas marami kang magagawa. Mas mahaba yung panahon mo para mag-impact, mag-influence sa maraming tao. That's why, no, ito yung value, ito yung essence ng lamb and sheep progression. So, lamb as a young, pero you are more valuable than the sheep. Pero take a look also at that progression ng instruction ng Panginoon. Feed my lambs, take care of my sheep, then feed my sheep. Pakainin mo yung lamb, yung bata, alagaan mo, pangalawang instruction, alagaan mo yung matanda or yung sheep. Pangatlong instruction, pakainin mo yung matanda. We are entrusted the same ng Panginoon. So, pinagkakatiwalaan tayo ng Panginoon sa ating journey from small to big, from small things to great things. Discipleship, likewise, no? We will start sa disciple na talagang tuturuan mo mag-devotion, tuturuan mo magbasa ng Biblia, you will feed. Then you will take care na sanay na siya mag-devotion, alagaan mo na lang paano mag-disciple, paano gawin yung ginagawa mo sa kanya, gagawin sa ibang tao, that is discipleship. And then, papakain mo pa rin siya. Hindi ka titigil na alagaan mo lang siya, pero you will keep on feeding him the word of God. That's why leaders need leaders. Disciples need disciples. Pero again, who are the Gen Z? Sino nga ba yung Generation Z? So, quick, ano lang, tingnan natin, flash natin. Ayan, so medyo, ayan. kita natin B, X, Y, and Z. So, babasahin ko na lang since hindi kita ni Aldrin. Hindi mo nababasa, no? Ayan. So, babasahin ko. So, mga kaalab, baby boomers are those who were born between 1940 hanggang 1959. Generation X naman, 1960 to 1979. Gen Y or Millennial, 1990 hanggang 1994. And finally, Generation Z, pinanganak ng 1995, umabot pa, hanggang 2010. So, kaalab, ayan, mga lahat ng kasama natin. Saan ka dyan? Generation what? No, generation baby boomer, X, Y, or Z. Comment mo nga para makita natin yung ayan, yung ano natin, diversity natin. So, next slide tayo. Gen Z, ito daw yung mga Gen Z. Some description ng Gen Z. Diversity is their norm. So, walang tawag dito. Yung parang iisang klase lang, but diverse, no? Kahit magkakaibang lahi, basta ka-generation mo, nakaka-vibes mo. Pangalawa, we are the first, no? Talagang digital natives, meaning to say, mga kaalab. Bilang Gen Z, tayo yung purely, alam mo yun, lumaki sa technology world, digital world, so native. And then, Gen Z daw are pragmatic or practical and financially minded. Ayan. So, nag-iipon, naghahanda for the future, nag-i-invest. So, mga crypto and all that stuff. Then, number four, many factors contribute to their mental health. This is true. Kung aware kayo, no, ang depression rate mostly ay nasa edad ng pasok sa range ng Gen Z. So, maraming factor na kaka-contribute doon. And one of which is yung social media. Or the wrong use of it, di ba? Ng social media. Kasi social media parang nag-a-isolate kapag ka purely social media tayo. So, wala tayong nakausap outside. So, kulang sa social life. Then, ayun. One reason bakit nagkakaroon ng mental health challenges. Panlima, they are shrewd or calculative. Sabi, they are shrewd consumers. And lastly, they are politically progressive, even those on the right. So, maraming Gen Z ngayon talagang, parang alam mo yun, wala na yung traditional lang na sige, kung sino yung kilalang pangalan sa politika, ito iboboto ko. But Gen Z, bawat isa, talagang, alam mo yun, kinakalkula, ito ba talaga deserving sa upuan? Deserving ba to sa pwesto? Itong leader na to, talaga ba deserving? Talagang progressive and they know what they are doing. So, that is the Gen Z. Ito yung panahon natin ngayon. And ito tayo ngayon. Ito yung generation ngayon. This is us. At hindi na tayo muna, hindi tayo magkukumpara sa past generation. But we will appreciate the work done in the past and we will continue along sa advantages na meron tayo. And one of which is technology. So yun, balik tayo kanina. The lamb and the sheep. Ayan. So kanina, pinag-usapan natin yung question ng Panginoon kay Peter. Peter, do you love me more than this? So brother, daughter, son, do you love me more than your course, your work, your job? Mahal mo ba ako higit sa mga bagay na to? Mahal mo ba ako higit sa bahay mo, higit sa sarili mo? Pero mga ka-Gen Z, eto ako, sometimes, of course, guilty rin ako. And I'm not there yet doon sa perfection. How can we feed this sheep, no? Kung nasa bahay pa lang tayo, we cannot even lift our hands to wash the dishes. Ayan, usapang practical lang. Sabihin mo, Lord, I love you. Sige, I will feed your sheep. Pero hindi ka makapag-urong sa bahay. Hindi ka makapag-dishwash. Lord, I love you. I will take care of the people na pinagkatiwala mo. Pero hindi mo matiklop yung pinaghigaan mo. Lord, I love you. Magdi-disciple ako sa maraming tao. Pero hindi mo malinis yung kwarto mo. Those simple things, mga kaalab, mga Gen Z that is with us tonight, that are with us tonight. Simple things, small things, pinagkatiwalaan muna tayo ng Lord sa maliliit. And yung maliliit will begin from within. Within ourselves, within our house, within our family. Ayan. Yung pinakamalapit na maabot natin. Feed my lamb. So, we can feed his lamb. And we can start, no, sa maliliit na bagay muna. Sa kwarto, sa bahay, sa sarili. So, we can do these little things as a proof, as a, alam mo yun, yung evidence of our love for Jesus. So, Jesus' instructions for Peter is progressive. And, yun nga, ay hindi lang reciprocating kind of love, but empowering. Again, hindi sinabi ni Jesus na, I love you too, Peter, but he empowered him. Basically, walang sinabi si Jesus, but basically, sinasabi ng Lord na, if you love me, then feed my lambs. So, if you love me, then clean your room. Then wash the dishes. Then sweep the floor. Then take care of these people that I entrusted you. So kaalab, kanina sabi ko, no, babalikan natin yung significance na tinawag na ikaw ay Pedro. Hindi sinabi ng Lord na ikaw si Pedro. Ikaw ay Pedro. Why? Ito yung ilang highlights sa buhay ni Peter. After this very conversation in the book of Acts to, mga kaalab. So sige, can we show it? Can we flash the screen? Yung highlights nung ano. Ayan, Peter became a great leader and preacher in the early church. So Acts 2, 14 to 41, Peter preaches to the crowd in Jerusalem during Pentecost. So sabi ng Panginoon, ikaw ay Pedro, ikaw ay bato, at sa batong ito, aking itatayo ang aking simbahan. On this church, I will build my church. Peter the rock, no? Doon binild ng Panginoon yung church niya. Peter is the first, no, na mag-preach doon sa Pentecost in the book of Acts. So ayun yun, ayun yung bunga, ito yung bunga. Peter, sinunod ng Panginoon salita niya. On Peter, I will build my church. So, sige. Can we flash the next one? Acts chapter 3, verses 1 to 11. Peter with John healed a crippled beggar. So, he performed the miracle. Acts 5, 1 to 11. Peter confronts a husband and wife, Ananias and Sapphira. Acts 8, 14 to 25. Peter and John were sent to Samaria to deliver God's message. Acts 9, 32 to 42. Peter and Lydda. The healing of Aeneas, raising Dorcas or Tabitha back to life. So miracles and boldness ni Peter nakikita natin. Acts 10, Peter and Cornelius. And then after that, after yung meeting niya kay Cornelius, Peter and the Gentiles. And lastly, Acts 12, 1 to 18, Peter is imprisoned and the angel of God takes him out of prison. So lahat ng ito ay naging posible not because si Peter ay isang magaling na tao, but because of God's grace alone. All of these are possible by God's grace alone. And it started, no, nung tinanggap ni Peter yung instruction na, yes, Lord, I love you, and I will receive and act out upon your instruction. So mga Gen Z, mga kaalab, tonight, bakit nga ba I rock yung title ng message natin? Ayan, yung title ng ating message tonight, I rock. I is you and me. I. It is I. And rock. Meaning, I will remember rock from today hanggang sa mga susunod na araw. Can we show how can we apply to be like Peter? How can we apply these things to be like Peter? Sige. We will remember the word or acronym, rock. So letter R. Dream. Ano yung R?
For the letter R, receive Jesus in your life as your personal Lord and Savior.
receive Jesus in your life. Pangalawa, letter O, dream. Sige.
Letter O, obeying the word of Jesus like Peter by taking a quiet moment with him alone through devotion.
Letter C.
Letter C, cultivate your inner life. It is discipleship from the inside out.
And letter K.
Letter K, keep on following Jesus by journeying together with other people through a life group.
Amen. So, I rock. And I, it is I, you and me, Kaalab, you and me. It is I, it is we, it is us. We will remember rock. Receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Obey His words, no? Like Peter, from the instructions. Naging, nakita naman natin yung naging impact nito. And then C, cultivate your inner life. Discipleship from the inside out. And letter K, pagpatuloy. Keep on following Jesus. Nung nangyari yung conversation na to, mga kaalab, Peter is not alone with Jesus. Peter is together with other disciples. So, nagbabanding sila during that time din talaga. They had the breakfast. So, keep on following him. If wala ka pang life group, kaalab, just, you can have one right now. Kung first time mong makinig or mag-tune in sa Crossworld, sa Alab Word Sharing Friday night, comment down below and one of our leaders will be connecting with you and ayun, mag-start tayo ng bagong journey by having a life group. So right now, we will remember itong rock and yung naging impact ni Peter and we will be praying for tonight. So, can we just close our eyes? Can we just bow down our heads as we pray a short prayer tonight together, no, kasama natin ng ating mga kaalab. So let's close our eyes and let's pray. Right now, applying rock, first and foremost, receive Jesus in your life. Receive Jesus. Sabay ka lang, kaalab. If you are hearing me, sabay ka sa prayer na to. Sincerely, Panginoong Jesus, salamat po sa pagpapatawad mo sa aking mga kasalanan. Hindi ako karapat-dapat sapagkat ako ay makasalanan. Pero salamat sa paglilinis mo, sa pagtubos mo sa akin mula sa kamatayan. Simula ngayon, itatanggap kita, Panginoong Jesus, sa aking puso, sa aking buhay, bilang Panginoon at personal na tagapagligtas. Maraming salamat po. Lord, thank you for tonight, for talagang showing us, Lord, yung life ni Peter, even for just 1 hour, Panginoon, marami kaming natutunan, O God, from that conversation, intimate conversation that you had with Peter, Panginoon. Lord, salamat sapagkat sa aming buhay together, Lord, ng aking mga kasama ngayon and sa mga kaalab na nakikinig at nanonood, Panginoon. Dalangin ko po ng isang paglalakbay sa buhay na ito, Panginoon, bilang Kristiyano, na maging kagaya kami, Lord, ni Peter na may bunga, may ebidensya. Lord, pag sinabi naming we love you, Jesus, there will be an evidence about our love for you, Panginoon. By loving other people, by loving, Lord God, our neighbors, and Lord, even by just simply standing, Lord God, sa isang conviction or value na hindi kami masusway ng kahit anong gawa or sinasabi ng mundo sa amin, Panginoon. Bigyan mo kami, Lord, ng paninindigan bilang kabataan. We are this generation, Panginoon, na magdadala at magpapatuloy ng iyong salita sa susunod na generation. Hindi namin, Lord, alam kung ano tatawag sa kanila after Gen Z, but ngayon pa lang, Lord, gamitin mo na kami. Handa man kami o hindi, but this day, gamitin mo kami, Panginoon, moving forward. Salamat po, Lord, sa iyo ang lahat ng pagsamba at papuri. And Lord, we declare, yes, Lord, we love you more than anything. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. At amen. Amen.